In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. What must we do? As the scholar of the law asked of Christ, what must I do to inherit eternal life? We are to love God with and our neighbor with all our strength, the strength of our being, as the scholar of the law answered in this week's gospel. This command is nothing remote or mysterious. It's already written in our hearts and in the books of sacred scripture. As Moses said in the first reading, you have only to carry it out. In the gospel, Jesus tells his questioner the same thing. Do this and you will live. The scholar, however, wants to know where he can draw the line. What's the motive behind this question? When he goes a bit further, asking Christ, who is my neighbor? He is asking, how much is enough? Where is that line? In Christ's parable, it is the Samaritan who shows the line, who reveals the boundless mercy of God. Through the example of the Samaritan, we can look with the eyes of faith and see the incarnation. We see that God came down to save us when we were fallen in sin, close to dead, unable to pick ourselves up. In him, the love of God has come very near to us. It is just as this week's epistle tells us. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. By the blood of his cross, by bearing his neighbor's sufferings in his own body, being himself, that is Christ, stripped and beaten and left for dead, he, Christ, saved us from the bonds of sin and reconciled us to God and to one another. Like the Samaritan, our Lord pays the price for us and heals the wounds of sin. How so? He pours out the oil and wine of the sacraments on us. He entreats us, entrusts us to the care of his church until he comes back for us. The answer to the scholar's probing question is tucked right in there. Who is our neighbor? What are the limits? Well, because his love has known no limits, ours cannot either. It is the answer to the question. We are to love as we have been loved, to do for others what he has done for us, joining all things together in his body. The church is our example. Speaking of examples, saw in the bulletin this week, Father Higgins indicates a short story about women religious who gave their life as martyrs. Later in this week, their feast is recognized. Perhaps you've heard the story. As they lined up, were forced to line up to undergo persecution, which would cost them their life, to step onto the platform to be killed by their persecutors, each of the sisters approached the superior who was in their midst, and with a sense of obedience, asked the superior if it would be all right, if they could have her permission to die. And the superior, with some drama, granted them that permission. And they proceeded onto the platform where they would be killed by their executioners for Christ, witnessing to the Lord. This is a beautiful, touching story in which we see the love of God exemplified there in the women religious carrying their obedience out in a maximum way, even under pressure, asking the superior for her permission to go ahead. It's true, we are to love like the composer of the week's psalm tells us. We're to love like those prayers have been answered. love like those whose lives have been saved, those who have known the time of his favor. We are to be responsive and love extensively, like those who have seen God in his great mercy. When it was objectively true that we should turn toward him, he turned toward us. This is the type and the measure of love that leads to eternal life. Jesus commands it of the scholar of the law and of each of us. Therefore, when we ask the question, what must we do to enter eternal life? Let us be advised to consider the far-reaching love, the example of the Good Samaritan. And then we are to go and do likewise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.